Well, we get a lot of questions and phone calls throughout the fall of the year as far as renovating their lawn. I got a lot of people that will call and want to improve their lawn. You know, they've mowed it all year. They've had crabgrass creep in. They've had lawn weeds, for example. It's been green. We've had some rain this summer, but it possibly needs an overhaul, I guess you'd say. And that's what renovation is all about, removing some undesirable species and introducing a thicker, healthier lawn so that next summer when you are spending those dollars on gasoline and spending those hours outside, you have something there you can be certainly proud of.
Oh, okay. So renovation is certainly more than just fertilizing, but is the fall a good time to fertilize?
Fall is a good time to fertilize. We recommend for most any homeowner to use a complete fertilizer. If they've not done a soil test, let's back up there. A soil test can be done from our office to test the soil to determine the amount of nutrients that are currently there and what needs to be applied for the lawn. If we're not sure about soil test, then we can put on a complete fertilizer like a triple 10 or a triple 15 fertilizer that has all three nutrients in there at about a pound per thousand square foot. It's a good general recommendation for a basic lawn. And that works out typically pretty good every year. It allows those nutrients to bind to the soil particles over winter, and therefore when we get green up in the spring, everything's there for the root system to take up. So fall is definitely recommended.
Okay, so you need to have a general fertilizer. You don't need just to have the... Is nitrogen that important in the fall?
Nitrogen is very important. It causes the plant to grow and green up. It gives us height of the lawn. Potassium, for example, gives us the color. And phosphorus, the last number gives us, or the middle number, phosphorus, N, P, and K, gives us the ability of the plant to be strong and strengthen and be able to survive through drought, for example.
Okay. In other words, grow roots.
Yeah, and have a good root system,
okay.
Yes. So nitrogen is very important.
What about lime?
Lime's a good to put on our lawn if we don't know the pH. Again, from that soil test, we could use a pelleted lime. Works out really well. Any of our farm, lawn and garden centers and farm centers here in town will carry a pelleted lime that you can spread just like fertilizer. So it's easy to spread, easy to distribute over the lawn. And certainly, again, if the pH is not correct in your lawn and that 6.0 to 7.0 pH scale that some of us may remember from chemistry class back in high school, if that pH is not correct, then the plant's not able to take up the nutrients we apply. So they go hand in hand. We got to have lime and the correct pH in order for it to use the fertilizer that we're putting on.
Okay, just a question. Can you put lime and fertilizer on at the same time?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And fall, again, is the best time for both of those. I guess the only thing I would probably discourage homeowners from doing, if they're going to reseed their lawn in the fall, not to use herbicides, because that can either kill or delay or stunt or cause a dormancy of the new seedlings that are growing.
So if we wanted to do weed control, then we would not want to
overseed or apply seed in the fall just because of the conflict there of that grass plant trying to grow and the stress being caused from those chemicals being added. So we would just simply wait till spring. Dandelions, for example, and you know all those wild garlic, wild onions, as people call them in their yard, chickweed, henbit, all that kind of stuff that comes out in the spring. We would wait and take care of that at a different time.
Okay, is there anything else like aeration or anything we need to do to the...
Yeah, typically the best way when we're renovating our lawn in the fall, if we're going to put on a fertilizer, lime, and overseed, for example, we generally recommend a core aerator that brings out a core, takes out a small core. We recommend about 20 cores per square foot of lawn. So that means if we're going to rent one of these core aerators, we want to go crisscross, you know, forward, backwards, all across the yard in different patterns to create that multiple hole or divot effect for that seed to make good soil contact.
Okay, you mentioned seed. What kind of seed would be the best in lawns in this area?
Yeah, for lawns, most of us walk into a lawn and garden store and buy like Kentucky 31 tall fescue, and that's more erect, more taller growing plant. It's ideal for pasture and hay situations, not ideal for our lawn. In our lawn situation, there are several turf type varieties of fescue. They're available in a turf blend. There's Southern Blend, there's Rebel 2, Rebel 3, Confederate, Falcon. There's a huge list of them you'll walk into a garden center and be able to find. But as you read that label, look for a blend of different fescues, and we recommend that blend because during certain periods of the year, whether it be full sunlight, a drought, heavy or wet conditions, different species perform at different levels. The turf varieties are a finer blade, smaller bladed than the Kentucky 31, and they work really well with withstanding the mowing, the 3.5 inches of cutting height, the soccer playing on the yard from the kids, the dogs tracking and so forth, so it can withstand that traffic really well.
Well, Wayne, you have shown us that we really need to do something in the lawn besides just mow it. And it's cooler in the fall, so it's easier to get out and do the work.
Yeah, it's because the air temperature starts to decline. The soil temperatures are still warm, which gives it a good condition for the soil, the seed to germinate in the soil. And, yeah, if we're going to renovate our yard, that's three or four things we can definitely do. Fertilize, lime, and applying a turf-type variety seed. Fescue will work really well in improving your lawn.
Well, thanks, Wayne. Wayne Key, UT Extension agent from Putnam County.